mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
EU bans sale of vitamins as they sell overseas. They're scheduled to do it here in the next few months. Well, by August 1st. Unbelievable. So less than a month. And we got John Rappaport, health investigator and writer, coming on with us here in just a few minutes. He, incidentally, will be on Coast to Coast AM tonight talking about this. More on the London bombing. I haven't even scratched the surface of the new developments. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Melissa in Tejas. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I am so glad you're bringing up the CAFTA and the Codex issues this afternoon. For my information, the House is going to vote on that July 14th, which is tomorrow. And I'm hoping your listeners will take your advice and become leaders.
Lost your phone, Melissa. It was strange. Are you there? And I don't know what it is lately. It's like the calls, the phones aren't working too well or something. Melissa, if you can get back in, you can come back on. I've been holding for a while, and then that happened. I'm sorry. 1-800-259-9231. Ruben in Ohio. Ruben, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You got the best guests out there on your show. I got to tell you that. I appreciate Greg's perspective that it might be just some radical kids and whatnot, but it seems too lame, for lack of a better word.
Well, you got to understand, I've had dinner with Greg Palast several times in New York and in Austin, and he's a BBC Newsnight reporter. He's doing what he can do in that position. He's about the most radical person in mainstream media in the Western world. He gets away with what he can, and Greg isn't stupid.
Well, I appreciate that perspective. But look, if you wanted to do real terrorism, wouldn't you do something at the Live 8 concert? Wouldn't you do something the day that the Olympics were announced? Not something on a few buses. And, you know, I got the New York Times in front of me. They're all different times. How can they come out 4 days later and say that they're simultaneous?
Well, then they said it was done, yeah, by triggered devices and cell phones. So we got to monitor and take over all the cell phones. And now, understand, all the government is saying is we think it was these four guys, but the headlines are they did it. Then later, well, we don't know that, and then we all just supposedly accept it. Look, the big smoking gun is the motive. Number two, the British government's done this before. That's admitted.
Absolutely.
Okay, they've carried out terror before. That is admitted. You understand, folks, their own publications, their own government admits it, but we're supposed to not put two and two together. And then you've got the drills going on at the exact same times, exact same places, by the former top Scotland Yard guy who's always, in the last 15 years, the spokesman on terror attacks for the government.
Alex, the last thing I'd like to say is, you know, up here in Northeast Ohio, I know you got a lot of listeners in Ohio, but there's an FM radio station out of Akron in the afternoon. And, you know, I've made a few strategic information calls to this guy, and it really started a wildfire of callers. You know, he's a big Republican Bush supporter, former football player. And if I could just inspire people in Northeast Ohio to call this Akron radio host and mention Alex's name and get the word out about 9/11, there's already so many people battering down this Bob Golic. A few more, and I think we could really take a beachhead here in the information war.
Well, let me tell you, we've got, I don't know, I've got like three affiliates in Ohio now in the big cities, and I want to thank those three AM affiliates. Big stations, great folks. Instead of talking about this guy, I would be plugging those stations, promoting them, and I would be calling into his show, plugging those stations.
Yeah, WCER out of Canton, I know. But yeah. I'd like to get you
so
on this.
Exactly. Call up and plug that station on this Cream Puffs show.
All right, peace out, my brother.
All right, take care. I mean, that's the way to do it. Yeah, we're getting more and more affiliates all over the country, from Maryland to Ohio to California to Texas. It is so exciting. We're just telling it like it is, defending the Republic.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Murky water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Murky Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Murky elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Murky Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Murky Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, joining us in about 60 seconds is John Rappaport, investigative journalist. And he's been on with us before, detailing how the government's gearing up for total martial law under the guise of fighting one of these super mutated flus that has been mutating dangerously. And the government's saying it's going to happen. They're going to take all our rights. We're not saying that. They're saying it. They're the fearmongers. And we're trying to expose who's behind it before it happens. This is very, very serious. But he's mainly here today to talk about EU banned sale of vitamins and how this feeds into CAFTA and the Codex Alimentarius. Before we go to Mr. Rappaport, we may have time to take a few calls as well. My new film, Martial Law, is out. It is 3 hours long. It is the most powerful 9/11 film out there, bar none. It exposes how the globalists carried out 9/11, also what their ideology and driving philosophy is, what their global plan is, what their architecture of the New World Order looks like. And we also cover on-the-ground police state, the hover blimps, the sound cannons. We're threatened by arrest by the police. It's very dynamic. You need to have this video. And it's 3 hours long. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get it. Or call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my other films at 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly subscription, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. And a cup of coffee is a dollar, folks, or more. And you get all 12 of my films. You can download them, burn copies of them. my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, my best audio interviews from the radio show. You can't beat it, PrisonPlanet.tv. John Rappaport, thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Out of the gates, just in a nutshell, tell us about yourself and your website.
Well, basically, the website is nomorefakenews.com. I've been working as an investigative reporter for 20 years now and have written lots of articles and some books for newspapers, magazines in Europe, the United States. You know, I know you've been covering the London bombing extensively, and before we get into anything else, I just wanted to raise a point because I think some of your listeners may have contacts who can answer this. You know, they are now saying that the supposed four kids who met in King's Cross Station about 8:30 in the morning then proceeded to go to separate trains, and 20 minutes later, virtually, all three underground bombs went off. So what I put on my website, No More Fake News, this morning, is an inquiry out to anybody who lives in London or knows anybody who lives there and is familiar with the underground system.
I've asked the same question.
Is it possible
them to debark on four trains at the same time? And go ahead.
Yeah, three trains at the same time, arrive at three different locations where the bombs go off. And that, I mean, I have my doubts that that's even possible, but I'm open to whatever the truth is here.
Well, John, we're also getting reports that a bunch of the stations were shut down, and we know there was a drill with the guy who was the spokesman for Scotland Yard before, Peter Power. We went back and looked at it. On almost every big terror attack, he's their special spokesman for like a decade or more. And he was running a drill simultaneously of the exact three trains being attacked at the exact same time. He says it's just a coincidence, John.
Right. And in fact, you know, I have an email from Peter Power. I emailed him, and he sends back a canned email to everybody who's inquiring.
We got the same thing.
Okay, so you know that he's, you know, now trying to soft pedal it.
Yeah, tell us. You may have got something different. I'd like you to send us your copy, please. We'd like to post it.
Yeah.
Tell me what it says, John.
I'm just looking for it now. Basically, what Power is saying is that, you know, this was only a very modest kind of exercise, and it was mostly people sitting in a room. And
we're getting their same spin from their other disinfo operatives out there on the web.
Yes. I got it here. That there have been such bomb drills in many different places in the underground over a long period of time. He's saying, quote, our exercise quickly became the real thing. He admits that in the email, and the players that morning responded, blah, blah, blah.
Won't he then tell us who he was doing this drill for?
Yeah, exactly. Who was he doing it for? And as you state, you know, if he was doing it for somebody who was irrelevant, you know, like some private company, they would have taken him and his guys right off the scene as soon as the real thing happened, but they didn't, which means that obviously he was doing this drill for somebody important.
Well, he says he immediately shifted into managing the crisis.
Exactly. So that means he was working for somebody important.
I got a little bit different one. Do me a favor. Will you, off air, can I give you my secret email? Will you send that to me?
Yes. Actually, you know, right at No More Fake News, if you scroll down on the home page, you'll see the whole thing quoted.
Oh, good. Then we'll grab that and post
it
on Prison Planet.
Grab that.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Please, in fact, I meant to get into the London bombing, but I know you're limited on time. You're coming up on Coast to Coast tonight and gearing up for that, doing your research. But please continue with the London bombing. I mean, this is just too convenient, the timing.
Yeah. The other point that was amazing, and I believe you've also picked up on this, yesterday Sky News issued a long article in which Peter Clark, who is, you know, the anti-terrorism guy at Scotland Yard, makes the definite statement that they found, you know, these pristine IDs for three of the bombers very close to the seats on the train where the bombs exploded. I mean, so what I wrote on No More Fake News was, I guess these IDs must have been like 16 feet thick of steel, and they had their names engraved in them, and that's how they survived the bombs. But then this morning, something else occurred to me, and that was, you know, even if you admit, which is impossible, that these IDs could have survived the explosions.
Well, it's
right,
more shades of 9/11 with two passports drifting down and
exactly,
not burning.
Exactly, drifting down into the streets. But even if you admitted that that was possible, which it isn't, anybody with a shred of sense would realize that if you were sitting on a train with your driver's license in your wallet and the bomb went off under your own seat, that the force of the explosion itself would carry that ID to some remote point away from that seat. So the idea that they would have found such IDs in any kind of shape near the seats where the bombs went off underground is so preposterous that it almost makes you wonder, you know, whether they're trying to look bad, because anybody with three or four active brain cells would be able to see through this right away.
Well, John, you bring up just incredible points, and we've been making similar points, but it's the same thing on 9/11. It's not one passport, it's two magically fluttered down and were found undamaged. I mean, the chances of one doing this is almost impossible. Two, it is impossible.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's the same template. There's always a drill. There's always passports or IDs found. You know, when the Russian planes got blown up, they found perfect IDs. Turned out those were fake IDs, and the government had done it. I mean, it never ends. It never ends, Mr. Rappaport.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, you have to realize that people, the public in general, has now been so dumbed down and has become so dumb that most people, you know, they just don't question this whatsoever. I mean, it would be like saying to somebody, I want you to imagine that, you know, you take everything out of your wallet and you put it on the floor, and then you set your house on fire and you pour gasoline around your ID and you walk out. Do you think your ID is going to survive? And a person would say, well, I guess not, you know. Okay, so what is different about what they're saying they've recovered from the pristine passports on 9/11 and the IDs and the underground in London? Is there really anything different about that? And the only answer they would be able to give you is, well, this is what the authorities report, so it must be true. I mean, what else could they say? It's just, I mean, I am continually boggled by the insanity and the preposterousness of these lying cover stories.
Well, also, John, we've got to go back here, because we look at motive. The government has the motive. Their approval ratings have gone up. Now they're going to try to reauthorize and expand the Patriot Act. Now they're going to get national ID cards in England. Now they're going to set up an even greater police state. You have London, which is a police state with 4.5 million cameras in the city alone, checkpoints everywhere. And then, with all of this going on, we forget that we have a huge archive on PrisonPlanet.com. I know you've covered this too. Mainstream British news reporting in the last 4 years that the British government has carried out bombings all over England and Ireland to blame it on their enemies. The Russian government's been caught carrying out bombings. We have Operation Gladio with the U.S. government carrying out bombings to blame it on their enemies in the 70s and up until 1980. We have official government plans like Northwoods, where the government explains why they want to carry out terror, and then we don't look at the government as the number one person with a group with the motive. We just ignore that and discount it, and then all the evidence points towards government involvement. We're just supposed to poo-poo all this and buy their story of magically disappearing. You know, these guys are like Obi-Wan Kenobi. When they die, they just disappear.
That's right. Absolutely. And as you've also pointed out, in the Madrid bombings, same thing happened. And, you know, these guys had connections to the Spanish security services. This was pointed out in a number of press reports. And
BBC.
Yeah, and people exactly just, you know, dismiss it out of hand.
When you're on Coast to Coast tonight, are you going on about Codex or about this?
No, we're going to talk about Codex and all the implications of it, which are extremely serious for people who are at all interested in their own health.
John, I got to start getting you on regularly. Your analysis is just spot on, and so few are. I know you've got time for one more segment with us, so stay there.
Absolutely.
And it's a tragedy you've got to leave us. I want to get you back on soon. We'll be right back with John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. John Rappaport's going to be on for the full hour tomorrow in the third hour to go more over the London bombing and Codex Alimentarius and this EU ruling. We really look forward to that. Be sure and check out his news, news site, nomorefakenews.com. John, I see everybody waking up, and I mean, I'm not just putting a good face on this. People really are. Instantly, before I was even pointing the finger at the government, people were instantly, spontaneously, even pretty mainstream news sites were saying this stinks to high heaven. It seems like the government's terror paradigm is really starting to wear out. People are really in their gut starting to figure out what's going on. And then you got stuff like Codex Alimentarius and people trying to deny what's happening there, but the documents are there. we're really starting, I think, to win a lot of these fights. Can you comment on London and what I just said and then get into Kodex here in the last few minutes?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I wrote a piece on this the other day where it seems to me there's now an overwhelming urge, especially on the part of people who use the Internet or listen to, you know, important radio shows, to wake up and shift their whole assumption, which is, in the absence of any evidence, the first thing I'm going to believe is that the government did it, you know, rather than believe that the government must be right in whatever they tell us. You know, equally, if you'd had no evidence whatsoever in anything, you'd say, well, you know, my tendency would be to believe the government. But you know, that's all changing now. More and more people are saying, if you didn't even give me any evidence, my first impulse would be to say, you know, I think the government is feeding us lies here, and they were really the ones behind this. So, yes, it's definitely shifting. And as far as Codex is concerned, they're biting off something here that they think they can make everybody digest, but they are wrong. Because the natural health revolution, globally speaking, is ferocious. And it's been going on for at least 50 years.
And what, 80-plus percent of Americans and people globally are into it? I mean, 5 years ago you couldn't find organic food. Now that's basically all you find at the stores here locally. With our dollars, we're taking over.
That's right. Absolutely. And so if they really try to lower the boom all at once or even over time here on supplements, you're going to have a revolution.
Well, John, they've been denying as we read the documents. Now our credibility again has exploded because exactly what we said was going to happen is now happening.
It is now happening for sure. There's also a court case that just came down in Europe on the European Supplements Directives or Food Directives.
Which we're tied into by treaty. Controversial new European law, which could outlaw thousands of vitamins and mineral supplements, was upheld by a European court judiciary. And then right above it, London Evening Standard. That's not John Rappaport or Alex Jones.
That's right. And so this would, if this went through, and if they implemented it with, you know, real regulations, just to take England for one example, you would see the closing down of thousands and thousands and thousands of health food stores all at once. They would be totally out of business.
And the court's ordering them to implement August 1st, so we're going to see some fireworks.
Yeah. If they try to implement it, you see, my feeling, we'll see whether they really try to shut it all down. Because they know, regardless of what they're saying and what laws and regulations they're passing, they understand that there's a whole lot of people out there that are ready to revolt completely. And so this is going to be very interesting to see what happens, if, you know, who's going to blink. Because the people that, who, you know, say, my health depends on my taking supplements, which are millions of people, they're not going away.
I mean, well, I think you just crystallized it. The New World Order on so many fronts has gotten to the point now that it's not just building the basement and building the foundation. They're really getting to the finishing touches, and now at crunch time, the resistance is exploding on a thousand fronts, and now the harder they push, the more resistance they generate. I think that now the battle is joining. We're really going to kick their butt.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. That's what I'm counting on. And as you say, you know, the resistance formula there, it only works up to a certain point, but when it gets down to crunch time, a lot of people wake up and they say, what? You're going to take away this supplement that I believe is keeping me alive?
What?
Are you kidding?
What? The Supreme Court says I don't own my house?
Right. I don't own my house, so let's take David Souter's house and build a hotel. Now, if those people don't go away, and some other people get the idea, well, let's do this to all the Supremes. Let's go to all their houses, and let's make hotels out of all their houses, and let's not go away. Let's keep on pushing this. You're going to see some people showing up for work at the Supreme Court, you know, that look like Rehnquist. I mean, these judges are not going to be happy.
Well, and right now, cops are learning that their daughter got brain damage from mercury in the vaccines. It's every action equal or greater reaction. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I know that we got callers like Melissa in Texas holding that want to talk about Codex Alimentarius. We'll get to you here in just a few minutes. If you want to talk to our guest, Sue Croft, Director of Communications for Consumers for Health Choice. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Now, Big Pharma is owned by the military-industrial complex, is owned by the central banks. They got their disinfo operatives all over the media saying it's an urban legend, it doesn't exist, we don't want to take your vitamins. Folks, they tried to shut down the vitamin stores in 1993. It was a gigantic revolt, and a law got passed to stop that in 1994. Now, for 10 years, we've had demonization of vitamins using a few horror stories when pharmacological drugs literally are just deadly. And they cover that up. And people don't want to believe this, but under treaties that we sign, we go under EU control. And here it is, EU banned sale of vitamins, London Evening Standard, controversial new European laws, which could outlaw thousands of vitamin and mineral supplements, were upheld by the European Court Judiciary yesterday. The European Court of Justice rejected British health food industry claims that the proposed food supplements directive coming into force on August 1st breaches EU rules. And this could start as early as August 1st. Going to Sue Croft with Consumers for Health Choice, one of the leading groups tracking and fighting things in the EU, and this is all in the capital legislation, to which could pass the House any day now, to begin this slide towards total control. Sue, good to have you on with us.
That's very kind of you. I'm delighted to join you.
Well, thank you. in a nutshell, tell us about your organization and what the truth is about this global move by Big Pharma to shut down their competition, natural minerals and vitamins and compounds.
Well, my organization, Consumers for Health Choice, we're a lobbying organization, but we only deal with natural health issues. We firmly believe that everybody has the right to look after their own health in whatever way they choose, and they also have the right to use whatever products they like, providing those products are safe. You mentioned what's happening over here. We are fighting the Food Supplements Directive, a directive imposed on us by the European Union. Unfortunately, what a lot of people don't understand is that this directive is not about protecting the consumer. It is about opening up the market for trade. It's about harmonizing the market for trade right across Europe so that all member states sell the same product at the same dose.
And again,
and
this is all this is all interlocking. Again, people don't know. It's in the CAFTA legislation, too. The way to control something is to say, oh, we're not going to take your vitamins. It can just be 1/100th of the dose, and it can only be certified through this one big pharma company. Again, it centralizes the control and sends in regulatory agencies by the horde to take control.
Well, I don't really know too much about your procedures in America, but let me tell you, in Europe, Europe operates under Napoleonic law, and that means that nothing is permitted unless they specifically allow it. And they are trying to dictate to us what vitamins we can use and in what doses we can take them. And that's just shocking.
And that's happening via the treaty obligation through your EU agreement. And what I'm getting to is, quote, through trade deals as well. We're now merging that with agreements through CAFTA, which also harmonizes agreements with Europe.
Yes, indeed. And I heard you mention before I joined you about the Codex Alimentarius. And, of course, Codex have been watching very closely for a number of years what Europe does. And we have long been afraid that if Britain loses its products by European regulations, then that will affect the Codex. It will, therefore, affect every nation that sells supplements across the globe.
For those who don't know,
not just their export markets, but their home markets, too. And we can't let that happen.
Well, for those that don't know, tell people what the Codex Alimentarius is.
It's the global regulations of, in this case, dietary supplements.
And again, this is self-appointed through these treaty organizations, just like the WTO. It's basically a self-appointed quasi-governmental body funded by Big Pharma.
It is certainly a global authority. It is made up of lots of people who, I agree, are not not elected. I'm uncertain of the funding, but I do see quite heavy connections with pharmaceutical companies.
Now, we were hearing we had some victory last week where the EU was saying, oh, no, now, and the UN was saying, hey, Codex, in your meeting in Italy, you're going too far saying ban all this stuff. But now we see this ruling in the aftermath. Try to decipher that for us.
Well, let me explain what has happened in Britain and Europe. We first saw this particular draft of the directive. It's called the Food Supplements Directive. It deals with vitamins and minerals, and it doesn't just deal with the vitamins and minerals you can go and buy in a health food shop or in a pharmacy. It also eventually will tell you how much of any particular nutrient you can have in a fortified food. And by fortified food, we mean something like your breakfast cereal that is fortified with the B vitamins, or orange juice, if you like, that is fortified with vitamin C. They will dictate how much that will be. Now, this has been coming for a long, long time.
They don't want us defending ourselves from all the toxic waste and the garbage.
Indeed, indeed. We have the right to look after our own health. They are denying us that right, and it is not acceptable. But if I may continue, the Food Supplement Directive dictates what nutrients we can use and in what doses. It it comes with a list attached, and it says, okay, here's 114 substances, you can use these in your supplements. Later on, we will tell you what doses you can use, but for now, here's the list of the nutrients sources that you can use. Now, when we checked that list against the British market, the existing British market, that all the regulators here accept is safe, and bear in mind we're only one step behind you, we found that there were more than 200, in fact approaching 300 nutrients that are on our market today that are not on that list.
And then that will affect tens of thousands of products.
We think it will, over here in Britain, it will affect at least 5,000 products. You know, we're just a little island, but we're a great lot of people.
What, 75 million people?
I'm sorry?
What are you, 75 mil?
No, we're 60 million, but 21 million people use these supplements on a regular basis. That's a huge number of people. That's a huge percentage of our population. That
I thought the UK was 70 mil.
I beg your pardon?
I thought the UK was 70 million. Is that counting all the areas?
No, we're 60 million.
Oh, I'm sure you know. You're over there.
I know. I promise.
No, I believe you.
But a third of our population uses these supplements. And, you know, we are up in arms against this. Now, we have been campaigning since we saw this draft of the directive against the regulations. The fact that we lost a court case in Europe yesterday will not stop us fighting. You know, we're a great race here. We won't let people walk all over us. We believe that the ruling yesterday was completely wrong, and we are going on fighting. We still have at least two chances to turn this around.
I want to talk about those, but, I mean, even in ancient medieval England, the serfs could eat what they had. I mean, the king didn't control, you know, totally what you ate. I mean, this is complete abject slavery if you can't get the supplements you want. And folks, we're not talking about, you know, some super complex weird, you know, plant extract. We're talking about vitamin C, aren't we, Sue?
Yes, we are. We're talking about all the vitamins that you regularly use in US. We're no different. The problem is, there is still a school of thought over here that says two things. Firstly, this is the first piece of fiction. You get all the nutrients you need from your diet. Now, how many times have you heard that? More numbers than I care to remember, I'm sure. We know that is now not true. The second piece of fiction is that vitamins are dangerous. We know they are not. In fact, even our regulators over here show on their website that in the last 11 years, there have only been 11 reported cases where there has been an adverse effect.
And let me tell you, here in the United States, there are over 218,000 deaths from bad drug reactions from certified pharmacological products. So 200,000 versus here in the U.S. in the last couple decades, not even 100 people that have gotten sick or died from contaminated vitamins. So yeah, vitamins aren't perfect, but they're light years better than Prozac and Ritalin.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Listen, I'm on your side here.
Oh, I know you are. No, if I sound angry, Sue, it's not with you. I am disgusted. Look, people are finally waking up, though. People always say it can't happen here. Our government wouldn't do that. Our Supreme Court just said we don't own our private property.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just getting, it's tyranny. I have an article here out of the Scotsman last week, Big Brother UK turning into Stasi-like state.
Ooh, powerful stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not too far apart in what's happening to both of us.
No, I know. It's a similar system.
Yes, but we have to overcome it, and that's why we are continuing our fight. In fact,
so what do you do if the government tomorrow? What do you do if tomorrow the government says, that's it, we're just banning vitamins?
They can't do that. Because there are a couple of clauses written into this directive, and we are making maximum use of them at the moment. For example, they have said that if a manufacturer produces a safety dossier to prove that a substance is safe, a substance that is not on their approved list, then they will allow that substance to stay on the market until 2009.
But see, let me stop you right there. This is what they always do. Whenever they bring in something draconian, they always put a slow implementation on it. Really, 4 or 5 years is nothing. And then they get people to start self-reporting on themselves to really try to dig dirt up on them. Then they'll start selectively prosecuting and suing manufacturers. You've got to just say, no, we're not doing anything you say, zero, because, look, they started regulating churches. We now have official government churches in America like they have in communist China. But the average American is so dumb they don't know this. And it started 50 years ago with, oh, you've still got total freedom under the First Amendment. Just fill out this form. Then they expanded the form to waive your rights. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But, you know, today, in our parliament, on a Wednesday in our parliament, the Prime Minister, Mr. Blair, has to answer direct questions. And there were 3 questions raised in the House today on this issue. And he did say that the first thing he said is that the dossiers have been submitted and they would be treated with a very light touch. He was not in the business of removing products from the shelves that were safe.
But Blair and liar are interchangeable. I don't think he's ever told the truth.
I think perhaps you do him a disservice. I think on many instances he's had to choose his words carefully, but I do think that he is behind the campaigners on this issue.
So are you lobbying right now? Were you there during Prime Minister's questions?
No, I watch it on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it Sunday nights when they air it here sometimes. Look, all I'm saying, I mean, we have a lot of British correspondents on this show. We've had probably 50 calls from England this week, and we probably already had 5 guests on this week from England. And people I talk to from England can't stand Blair. I mean, I don't want to get off into a thing about Blair.
No, let's stay where we are. Let's stay with these supplements, because they're just so important.
Well, you said there's 2 ways to stop it.
More important than any individual.
Okay, well, how do you stop it?
Well, I don't know that we can stop the directive across Europe. What we can do and what is achievable
is pull out of the euro.
Derogation for Britain.
Well, what about just pulling out of the euro?
Well, that's easier said than done. There are a lot of people who would be totally in agreement with you, would be right behind you and say, yes, that's exactly what we've got to do.
Well, it's already collapsing in France and the Netherlands.
It is. It is. The support for the European Union is collapsing. You're absolutely right.
I mean, why add this big, thick layer of draconian regulation and bureaucrats?
Well, you know, there are some things that you can't change quickly. And we have a government that is very pro-Europe. Because of that, since they were elected in 1997, they have bent over backwards to really be good Europeans. And I think in many cases...
But you're not Europeans, you're British.
I would like to think so. I think of myself as British. But you see, when you have a government that wants to be seen as a good European, they tend to take what Europe says and just get on with it and do it.
Humbug.
There are other countries that don't do that. They say, other countries stand back and say, hey, Europe, you think we're doing that? Forget it. Not Britain. Britain sticks to the letter.
All right. Now, do we still have that particular caller that had a question for her, Melissa in Texas? She's been holding for 45 minutes.
Well,
that's all right. We'll try to go to your calls here in the last segment that's coming up in just a moment, folks, at 800-259-9231. We're talking to Sue Croft. She's the Director of Communications for a England-based group that is really lobbying and fighting and in the thick of it. Sue, there's no doubt who's behind this, though. The government isn't doing this because they care about us. Big Pharma has said they want the supplement shut down and basically something that's sold by them with a prescription. I mean, do you think they'll ever be able to get that through?
It's very difficult. Our difficulty is that France and Germany, the 2 countries that have the most powerful pharmaceutical companies, really want this legislation. And if it comes down to it, because Europe has a duty to deliver this directive, they are quite likely to go for what France and Germany will accept. And that will be dreadful for us all.
Well, I mean, there is just a pall or a black shroud of loss of liberty all over the Western world.
Yes.
And none of it has anything to do with terrorism. None of it, it's just corrupt corporations that are not free market using government to go after their competition. And in the process, we lose jobs, we lose access, we lose freedom of choice, Sue. I mean, are people starting to wake up to this paradigm?
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, very much so. You know, we may be a small island, but we recently launched a petition to get votes to try and put pressure on our British government. We got 1,080,000 signatures on that petition. It was presented on the floor of the House of Commons. It was ignored. I don't think they will ignore such a thing again.
Well, will they get riots like the poll tax if they try this?
Oh, whether we'll get riots, I don't know. But there is quite a lot of action being planned for the autumn.
All right, stay with us, Sue Kropp. We appreciate the time. Do five more minutes on the other side and end this transmission against tyranny.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Guest Sue Kropp go here in just a moment. We'll take a few final calls. We're calling in about the London bombing. Big developments on that we're going to be posting on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com here in the next couple hours, so be sure and check it out. Sue Kropp, how do folks visit the website of your organization? Because it has a lot of good info on the site. Tell us about it.
It does, and I'm very proud of our website, and we do try to keep everybody informed of what's happening. If you have the number, it's www.healthchoice.org.uk. and it's a mine of information, and I do hope you guys will take a look.
Yeah, give us that website again.
It's www.healthchoice.org.uk.
All right, and Sue, just any key points or closing comments?
Closing comments, we all need to be very careful because we need to keep our supplements. They are very important to us all for all sorts of own personal reasons. We need to fight the legislation. We must not give in. We've got to keep going. There are all sorts of people who don't understand supplements, and those are the people who are trying to make decisions on our behalf. It is not good enough, and we must fight it all the way. You must fight it in your way, in your country, exactly as we are doing here. We're not just fighting what's happening in Britain. We're fighting Europe, too, and that's quite hard. But we will come through, never fear.
Well, our media is just masters at saying, there's no problem. We don't want to take your supplements. We're just going to regulate them. Well, that's the exact same thing.
There is a problem. We do stand to lose our health insurance, if you like. Our supplements are our insurance for good health. We do stand to lose that unless we fight. And that means everybody. It's no good sitting back and saying, oh, somebody else will do it, because they won't.
Well,
everybody has the responsibility to join in.
Every freedom we've got is under attack. Sue Croft, take care.
Thank you.
God bless. What a nice lady. A very gentle lady. All right, let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, go ahead. Pretty good, sir.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm a really big fan of your website. I've been looking into this stuff for a while now. And you got a nice following in California. We're some young kids. We're 19, 20 years old, and we're just all about corruption and trying to expose it.
Good. What'd you call about, my friend?
I called because I've been looking into a lot of things. I found out about Pentagon being a military operation with a missile. All of this with NORAD and basically our government being criminals against our health and our environment against the Geneva Convention, and with Halliburton being a corporate agenda for them to earn money off of this war.
Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, Dick Cheney's wife's on the board, a Lockheed selling mega subs. I mean, it's a joke. It's all criminal.
It is all criminal. And
Rove's not going to get in trouble for burning a bunch of CIA people.
Definitely, definitely. I like what you say, Al Qaeda. That's all it is. That's all it is. But the biggest thing of my opinion for all of this is, what can we do? We're some young kids here in California.
Well, let me tell you, because we're almost out of time, Chris.
Okay.
Rome wasn't built in a day. The New World Order wasn't built in a day, and we're not going to tear it down in a day. But don't look for Dan Rather or Brian Williams to tell you that we're winning.
Exactly.
We are winning, and just keep moving forward. Keep doing a little bit every day. Keep informing others, and we're going to come through this with God's help. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you.
You bet. A lot of big guests coming up Thursday and Friday. A ton of news getting posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. The fight is joined. Everybody we talk to, even people that have been pessimistic, are saying the awakening is exploding, is accelerating. Strike while the iron is hot. Become a leader. Get involved. Don't have fear. The only fear you should have is not taking action. God bless you all. Back to 9 to midnight.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-376-45. Terrorist.